Well, good morning. It's been quite a morning. Pastor texted Dad and I, it was 8 this morning, and said he wasn't feeling well. So if it looks kind of put together, it's because it is kind of put together. So what holiday is coming up at the end of this week? Christmas. Almost. It seems like it with the way the stores decorate, but it's Thanksgiving, so today should be fairly straightforward because we're going to talk about thankfulness. So let's open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we can meet together and just briefly look at your word, Father, and we thank you for all the things that you do give to us and the blessings. And Lord, we pray that you would use this hour to focus the rest of our week on the blessings that you have given to us and the different things that you have done for us and continue to do for us daily. Lord, we pray you'd bless this time in Jesus' name. Amen. So, turn to Psalm 104. And if you didn't know this already, the Psalms are full of praises or thankful things to God. And so if you're ever wondering what thankfulness looks like, you can just read Psalms and you'll get a pretty good idea of what thankfulness is all about. But we're just going to read Psalm 104 this morning. And I just have a couple quick notes and then you can think about thankfulness the rest of the day. All right. Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, who cover yourself with light as with a garment, who stretch out the heavens like a curtain. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks on the wings of the wind, who makes his angels spirits, his ministers a flame of fire. You who laid the foundations of the earth so that it should not be moved forever, you covered it with the deep as with a garment, the waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke they fled. At the voice of your thunder they hastened away. They went up over the mountains, they went down into the valleys, to the place which you founded for them. You have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth. He sends the springs into the valleys, they flow among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field, the wild donkeys quench their thirst. By them the birds of the heavens have their home, they sing among the branches. He waters the hills from his upper chambers, the earth is satisfied with the fruit of your works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, and vegetation for the service of man, that he may bring forth food from the earth, and wine that makes glad the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which he planted, where the birds make their nest, the stork has her home in the fir trees, the high hills are for wild goats, the cliffs are a refuge for the rock badgers. He appointed the moon for seasons, the sun knows it's going down. You make darkness, and it is night, in which all the beasts of the forest creep about. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God. When the sun rises, they gather together and lie down in their dens. Man goes out to his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. This great and wide sea, in which are innumerable teeming things, living things, both small and great, there the ships sail about, there is that Leviathan which you have made to play there. These all wait for you, that you may give them their food in due season. What you give them, they gather in. You open your hand, they are filled with good. You hide your face, they are troubled. You take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. He touches the hills and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. May my meditation be sweet to him. I will be glad in the Lord. May sinners be consumed from the earth and the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. And you can, if you just thumb through the next couple chapters, the first verses, they all say, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord," in 105. 106 says, "Praise the Lord, oh, give thanks to the Lord." 107 starts with, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." 108 starts with, "Oh, God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing praise, sing and give praise, even with glory." So just a sampling of Psalms and how it's saying, most of it is David giving thanks to God. So what is giving thanks? What is thanks? Sorry, I'm a Sunday school teacher. So I expect some kind of answers back. So what does it mean to give, or can someone define thankfulness or thanks? Be grateful. Appreciation. So the definition I looked up online was feeling or expressing gratitude, appreciative. So it's that feeling grateful, or you're appreciative for something. And a lot of what's in the Psalms is David giving thanks, or he's appreciative of what God has done for him in his life and how God has worked in his life to save him from Saul, or, you know, other things like that. As he's running from Saul, he's giving thanks for God's protection. And then this Psalm 105, talking about the creation and all the things that God does in creation for us that, you know, we just take for granted most of the time. You know, we don't think about the sun rising and all the things that go along with that. It just happens. But that's something that David's giving thanks for here. So how do we give thanks? Turn to Philippians. Does anybody else sing the Sunday school song when you're looking for books? I do. Philippians chapter 1, and if you're not in the Be Joyful class, you're missing out. Just saying. But here we see Paul writing to the Philippians, and verse 3 says, "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine." So Paul is giving thanks to God for the Philippians in his prayer. So that's how we give thanks to God, as we pray. And that's how we talk to God, as we pray. So that's kind of how we give thanks, is through prayer. Why do we give thanks? To what? Sure. It's all been given to us from God. It changes our heart. Good. And if you're not in the Philippians class, the whole first chapter of Philippians, Paul is talking about having that single mind, having a mind focused on Christ. And here, Paul is just expressing that as he's giving thanks for the Philippian church. He's having that single mind on, focused on Christ, where he's focused on not what's happening to him in his life right now as he's in prison, waiting to go to Rome. He's thanking God because he has that single mind that's focused on spreading the gospel and the furtherance of the gospel and the fellowship of the believers. Can someone quote 1 Thessalonians 5:18? Yep. Exactly. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Says, In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So that's why we should be giving thanks, because this is the will of God for our lives. You know, it does make us focus on the things around us, and having that single mind focused on what Christ is doing in those around us and in our lives, but it's also the will of God that we should be giving thanks. So who can give thanks? Everybody. Who can give true thanks? Believers. I found a verse in Hebrews 13:15. And it says this: therefore, by him, capital H, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So part of the fruit of our lips is that giving thanks to God, and only believers can do that. And so I challenge you, if you're not a believer in Christ and you want to give thanks, you need to be saved. And then John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So my challenge for you this week, as we're thinking about Thanksgiving, is to give that true thanksgiving to God. And the only way you can do that is if you're a believer in Christ. And so if you're not a believer, repent of your sins and be saved. And that's the first thing you can give thankfulness for this week, is your salvation in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for our salvation, and we thank you that we have the ability to spread the gospel to others. We pray, Lord, that we would be bold this week to look for those areas where we can share the gospel with those around us, Father, especially as we're meeting with families this week, our other loved ones that don't know you yet, Father. We pray that we wouldn't waste this opportunity again, but that we would be bold to preach the gospel of Christ and have that single mind that's focused on you and the spreading of the gospel. Lord, we thank you for this time, and we pray that you would continually be in our hearts the rest of this week. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we have one last song. And I feel it's appropriate to sing Count Your Many Blessings.